Claire knocked firmly on the office door, only to have it give under the pressure and swing inward with a low moan of the hinges, as if inviting her in. "Dr. Fielding," she ventured once more, sticking her head through the portal, but found the office empty. Claire hesitated, gripping the stack of folders she carried against her chest, and debated whether to simply leave them or come back later. Finally, with a shrug, she stepped in and went to the desk to drop the files. As she approached, a small, furry face appeared at the door of a pet carrier, a plastic shell with a caged door, sitting on the corner of the desk. A cat? But no, little hands wrapped around the bars as it looked out at her with huge blue eyes that blinked at her calmly, almost as if the creature were studying her as she approached. "Well, aren't you a funny-looking thing?" Claire cooed at the animal, which looked to be some sort of monkey, though it was no bigger than a kitten. It had a long tail and long fingers like a primate, but large, oddly shaped ears on the sides of its head reminiscent of a bat and long, shaggy fur. Claire had never seen anything like it, and had to wonder if it was perhaps some newly discovered species from Madagascar, where they identified new sorts of primates and small lemurs all the time. Given that Dr. Fielding was an astrophysicist, the bigger question was what the animal was doing on his desk. "What a funky little mammal you are," Claire whispered, bending to get a closer look. The little monkey leaned forward as well and waggled its fingers, much as she did. "Oh, how cute you are! Smart, aren't you?" "S-babu," the monkey thing sounded out, reaching through the bars toward her, its little fist opened and closed as if it wanted her to give it something. "Do you want something to eat?" Claire asked, charmed by the bright-eyed creature. "I wish I had..." A high-pitched cry broke the near silence of the room, making Claire almost jump out of her skin as the fine hairs stood up on the back of her neck as the monkey squealed in turn. The sudden noise was followed by other muffled noises, some animalistic and some almost human, all of them close. She jerked around to a door set at the far end of the lab that was standing just an inch ajar. Curious, she inched closer to the door and peeked in, only to find a darkened lab space. Shiny metal machinery reflected the meager light from the office and outlined ghostly shapes around the white room. Off to one side was another door that had also been left ajar, and from it a ray of light streaked across the floor almost to her feet, creating a path, inviting the curious to take a look. And Claire was undeniably curious about the sounds that continued to echo through the room. "Just a peek," she told herself as she slipped across the room. "Just one little..." But what she saw through the door startled her so much that Claire couldn't help but stop and stare. Flanking each side of the room was a long row of... well, they looked like prison cells. Prison cells that were mostly full of animals. Her company, Mark Davis Laboratories, had often been equated to a real-life version of the fictional conglomeration Global Dynamics from the sci-fi television series Eureka. The company's mission was to be on the cutting edge of technology in many different areas. Though they had their fingers in a lot of pies, as it were, Mark Davis dealt, first and foremost, in weapons development under contract with the federal government, and for that reason, unlike pharmaceutical companies or even cosmetic companies, they didn't have much need for animal experimentation. In fact, in her 2 years with Mark Davis, Claire had never seen an animal on company grounds before. So what was Dr. Fielding up to, she wondered as she pushed through the door and stepped inside for a better look at the animals in the first few cages. For what reason could an astrophysicist possibly need animals? And these weren't your standard lab animals, either. There were deer and other small forest animals, as well as a kangaroo. An oddly shaggy bear slept on its side in one cage, while another cell held a fierce-looking wildcat that paced its confines restlessly. There were also several species that she didn't recognize, like the monkey in the office.